In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Let's take sample of evangelism from the book of Acts. You know, it's the main reference of evangelism for the whole church and for all generations. So we will take the last sample of evangelism in this course. We had taken some samples before. I'll read a long passage from Acts 17, like 15 sentences. Try to follow me. When they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they didn't find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Perea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Pereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Perea, they went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Perea. The men who supported Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Now we will imagine ourselves as preachers, as St. Paul, to learn some of their rules in preaching in evangelism. The first part was saying, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. So they had passed and they came. Now come the questions. How did they choose the city to start with? They are getting into, you know, new country. This country know nothing about Jesus Christ, so they may start in anywhere. But actually, most probably, they plan to start with the bigger countries. They plan, but they are flexible. So they accepted any kind of deviation comes from the Lord. They can change their plans. But the original, the classic plan is to start with the larger areas, so they can make the marketing of their mission quicker. Also notice that they were traveling two by two. I myself believe we need each other in preaching and evangelism. I prefer any of you will travel anywhere someday to preach. He should have a companion. He should have somebody with him, because this affects him much. Sometimes he will be frustrated. He needs somebody to support. They need to pray together. They need to remind each other of the target, of the goal, of the mission. They need to help each other facing the problems. So even St. Paul, we never heard that he was preaching alone. He was always accompanied by somebody, like Silas or Timothy or many. Also, knowing the target, they did not know exactly what is the proper country to start with. But actually, Thessalonica was one of the biggest countries, more than the Amphipolis and Apollonia. So, as if they chose the capital of the area before going into the smaller villages. Also, they used to start with the synagogue as the first place to start, because, you know, as you heard before, it's important to have some common background, common ground to build on. So by speaking to the Jews, you can say the prophet Isaiah said so, the Old Testament said so, so you have like a sharing ground to build on. But with the pagans, they do not have enough experience yet. Up to the Acts 17, St. Paul was still focusing on the Jews. At least he started preaching to the Jews first, and then after he go to the pagans. So you may start with those who are nearer to your faith. It's not easy to speak with an atheist. Maybe to somebody who believes in God but not Jesus Christ is a bit easier. But also we have to follow the open doors. We knock all the doors, but the open door will help us to get in. Then, as his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures. This means that we started by our custom. Let me put this practical in our mission. We had little experience, so according to our custom now, we know how to start with the kids of the area. We know how to we are trying to make like free servant courses for the youth anywhere we go. We make the charity programs to help them to feel secured and beloved by us. This are our custom in service. We do not know other ways of preaching, but by evangelism, by through preaching, we will know more. We will experience more experiences. So it's like arfin khibra. You will take it by years of serving. You cannot know everything by just sitting and listening. It's not like that. زي أي صنعة كده التبشير ده خبرة وصنعة تاخدها وانت عايش فيها. فهم according to their custom, they used to start with the Jews in the synagogues with the prophets, and when they pushed them away, they started with the pagans. So they start with what they already know, and look to this. On three Sabbath days he reasoned with them. You should respect the rules or the traditions of the area there. According to the tradition of the Jews up to this moment, they were gathering only on Sabbath day. So they cannot make meetings on the weekdays. They couldn't. So in some countries you will be limited or feel like present with the traditions and the culture around, and you should respect this. Just make use of any available door opened for you. So on the Sabbath day, most of the Jews gather for their worshipping God. So he made use of this Sabbath days. He went to the synagogue as previous Jew, and he started preaching the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also look to this, he was reasoning with them. Reasoning يحاجهم بالعربي. يحاجهم يعني الحجة. الحجة reasoning يعني إيه. It's not preaching is not wa'z. The preaching to crowds is not the simple wa'z of a knisa. No. The preacher should have reasons in his sermon, because the people listening to him, they do not stand on faith. They do not know what he's talking about. So he should have reasonable talk. He should reason what he says. But according to their history of being Jews, he was reasoning from the scriptures. And this sentence is very, very accurate. This is the main tool in our hands, that we made reasons out of the scripture, out of the holy book. We are making logic of the sentences we believe in. We are reasoning the story of preaching. So by telling them, you need salvation. What is the reason of this? God became man. Why? God proclaimed himself, revealed himself to man. Why? God died for us. Just why? God raised from the dead. This kind of whys we need it in preaching. But when I preach in a church, I don't need to tell you each time that God died for us because Adam made a sin, and this previous story, no need in the church. But for the crowds, in preaching to non-believers, we need it. So look again, he reasoned with them from the scriptures. Then it was written explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. This deed as I am proclaiming to you, the Christ, he said. Why he says that Jesus, or this Jesus, is Christ? Because they believed in Christ. They are waiting Christ. They are Jews, so they wait for Christ. But the problem, Christians believe that Jesus is Christ. Jews did not yet believe this. So he is trying to prove that our Jesus is the Messiah, is the real Christ. So when you speak with anybody, just consider where he stands. As being Jew, he stands on waiting for Christ. Okay, I'm giving him the good news of our Lord Jesus is the Christ. Also, they used, St. Luke used the words explaining and proving. This is very important in preaching. You should explain what is usual for you. I'm telling you that the words of redemption, incarnation, reconciliation, this salvation, these kind of words are common to us as Christians, but they are very strange to those who never heard of Christ. What do you mean by salvation? Christ, what do you mean by Savior? Saving from what? So you need to explain. Before proving anything, just explain the idea. What the idea of redemption? Why should God die for us? Why? Christ, and the center or the focus or the core of the evangelism is this sentence. Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. There is no other way for salvation away from the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection. So he is proving that Christ had to suffer. So explaining and proving. Also it's written, some of the Jews were persuaded, اقتنعوا, and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. This is very common in evangelism, that some will follow your teaching, some will accept, and others, and maybe the majority, will reject. So don't يعني ما تستغربش الحتة دي. This happens always, even with St. Paul, even with the high preachers in all generations. The word of God is not accepted by all. So don't get mad with this. Although God is working with you and blessing your words, and you pray the good prayer, but still, not all people will accept everything. But in this country, a large number were persuaded, but like few prominent women, not a few, like large, another large number of prominent women. Prominent women, بيسموها الشريفات, نساء الشريفات, ترجمت كده في اللي هم عليا القوم يسموهم, يعني الستات الأغنية اللي في البلد. ودي أصلها كانت إيه, لأنه العبيد اللي وراهم هيسمعوا الكلام كمان, فيعني عشان يأثر في الناس البهوات دي ما كانتش سهلة, لأن المسيحية started with the يعني poor people, أكتر with the slaves, more with the prominent people. Then it was written, but the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas, in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here." We have to know that with evangelism there should be some kind of persecution. There should be. We cannot go this way very safely. We should suffer a little bit. We are not the ones who make troubles, but the devil will make troubles. So they were accused by causing trouble all over the world, although they are extending peace all over the world by the word of God, but they were accused by causing trouble all over the world. So started a riot in the city, riot like rebellion, يعني زي ثورة كده. So please remember always that with any good service, with any successful one, there should be some problems in service, some from the outsiders and maybe some from the insiders. You will face some problems from the outside, but also the al-as'ab, the problems from inside, with the servants together and with the rules of the church, sometimes this is much difficult. And there should be some victims. With the early church, we now Naharda Eid Stephanos. Stephanos was the first deacon and he was a great saint, but he spent like 1 year serving and then he was killed. Then, and Jason was welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees. This man called Jason was only the man who accepted them to stay in his home. He was not a preacher, but he paid a lot for this. So you will know that others will pay for your service. ربنا ساعات يحمل كده ان الخادم الاساسي ما يتعبش, انما اللي خدمه معاه يتعبه. ده مش بخوفكم يعني بالكلام ده, انما يمكن جيسون دي كرامته في السماء بعد كده, انه تعب في الخدمة او استحمل, لانه هو ده اللي هياخد العلقة على فكرة. هم هيسيبوا البلد, هو اللي هياخد العلقة. Saying that there is another king, one called Judas. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. They made Jason and the others postpone and let them go. There is another king, one called Judas. Look to the how they speak it out. That focus on the kingdom of heaven. We are preaching another kingdom, different from this kingdom on earth. The kingdom of heaven. We are preaching another king, different from any kind of kings. So by believing in our Lord as king, he is responsible, he is powerful, he is the loving king. So they felt, or they accused them by saying, there is another king, so this king is against Caesar, the common problem with the Jews before ليس لنا ملك إلا قيس. So you know this is يعني مصيبة أو تهمة فظيعة إنه يتقال حاجة زي كده. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Perea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Pereans were of more noble characters than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. Look to this. After leaving Thessaloniki with such a problem, I can imagine myself or some of you, after finishing some service with such a good number of problems or troubles, we need a break. We need to rest for some time, some months. كان مشكلة كبيرة وكانت ثورة وكانت خناقة وكان فيها أمن دولة وكان شغلانة تخوف. إنما just when they arrived to Perea, they started their program of preaching as if they had nice time in Thessaloniki. Nothing happened. So working as a preacher, you should feed the problems and you should have a rapid recovery from any frustrations and any troubles you face, because this is the character of the work with God. The Pereans were of more noble character. You will see this in preaching, that some countries or some people accept the word of God easily and others accept them very hard, and they are very slow in learning. You will face some of them accepting faith very happily, and these Bereans, so Perea, they went home and they opened the books of the Old Testament to check whether the prophecies and Paul was saying are really accurate and what does this the meaning meant in the prophecies. So they were doing like homeworks. So they developed faith rapidly because they were happy receiving the message and understanding the new meanings of these prophecies. So they they ran the way to salvation. Maybe the will of God was in this way, يعني هو as if he closed the door of Thessaloniki for such time, for that time, to open another bigger door, another wider one to the Bereans. So don't get angry when you plan to introduce the word of God in a country and this country is like closed one. You cannot go there. You feel like God's will is not accepting this country for now. This means there is another country is still opened and waiting for you. They received the message with great eagerness. So you will see this in preaching, that some of the people listening to the word of God eagerly, happily, with passion, accept faith easily. And they went home examining the scriptures every day. So it's like Bible study, daily Bible study. When the Jews Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too. شوفوا بقى الحقد بقى والغل والشيطان. الجماعة بتاع تسالونيكي اللي هم طردوهم يعني لما سمعوا ان هم في بيرية قبلوا الايمان جم وراهم عشان يبوظوا لهم شغلهم برضو. فاهمين الفكرة ماشي ازاي؟ يعني هم مبسوطين قوي الدنيا ماشي حلو بقى في بيرية وجو جميل، لقوا بتوع تسالونيكي الغم وراهم برضو. They went there to agitating the crowd and stirring them up. Stirring زي ما تقلبهم كده يعني يتقلب. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast. برضو شوفوا it's not wise just to face the agitated crowds. This is not a wisdom. Don't just stand in front of the troubles. This is not always like brave men. No, some kind of wisdom you need to save the situation. You still have many missions to do, so no need to face the crowds in such time. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, so his disciples was pushing him away of the problem. But Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. So this is another message for all of us, that we never lose hope of any place. Berea was a good place to preach in. So even St. Paul was now in danger, but Silas and Timothy will continue the work. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens. So look to the plan of God. God started the plan in Thessalonica, and few months they rejected him from Thessalonica. They started now in Perea. Pereans accept the faith easily, and many were baptized. And then the Thessalonians came to destroy this kind of evangelism. There was a bigger city in the plan, which St. Paul never imagined, that Athens, which was the capital of the Greek countries, Athens of Socrates, Aflatun, Aristo, عاصمه الفلسفه والعلم, was waiting for St. Paul. I don't think he planned for this, but he was guided by the Holy Spirit to go to Athens by this closing doors plan. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. So there is some kind of gathering of the disciples with their teacher, some type of meeting together, praying together after period of service. We need to support each other in such a large mission. Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. So look again to the agitating the crowds. Problems are following wherever you go. There will be problems, but just stay in peace and believe in God. Everything will go for the best of the church. By these problems, by these agitated crowds, the word of God was extending from Thessaloniki to Berea to Athens and then to Corinthians, everywhere, by the story of closing doors. And there was kind of commandment they had, or they received commandment to Silas and Timothy to meet St. Paul in Athens. So look to the leader, St. Paul as the leader. Although Timothy and Silas now are very good preachers, but they still obey their teacher, their leader. So he asked them, please come in few weeks to meet me in Athens. Maybe he was, as a father, was anxious about them, whether they will face the same problems he faced before, or are they happy with the evangelism, or they had troubles. ما كانش في موبايل ولا فاكس فهو عاوز يطمن. Most probably that was the reason. This was a sample of evangelism. So while reading the Acts, please, and I want to give you some homework for the whole month, next coming month, that you read Acts again and try to imagine yourself in the feet of St. Paul or St. Peter or Stephen or those early preachers, and imagine the way from one country to the other, and the problems happened everywhere, and how they speak out the word of God, how they started with the Jews and deviated and shifted to the pagans. When do they pray? How do they meet together to pray? How do they change their pattern of sermons? The patterns for Jews are much different from those to the pagans. Acts is the major reference for the evangelism story. So we need to study the book of Acts. It's full of details, and you can, as a preacher next day, you can feel the same feeling of St. Paul, Timothy, Silas, and those preachers. You can remind yourself with situations happening to you as exactly as happened to these early fathers. You will face this. While facing some problem, it will come to your mind that exactly like happened to the apostles or St. Paul or whatever. Glory to God. Amen.